Sun Pedal Ride brings Solar Bike through Jamestown, new stadium highlight of University of Jamestown homecoming. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Sushi Reddy and Louise Forzin are biking more than 6,000 miles in the U.S. to showcase the power of solar energy. On Monday, October 4th, they made a brief stop at the University of Jamestown. Reddy is the founder of Sun Pedal Ride and has a background in solar energy engineering and wanted to raise awareness on the need for collective efforts to combat climate change.
So we have two solar panels, each of 50 watts. So I'm getting a maximum of 100 watts of solar power. And the battery capacity is approximately 300 watt hours. So on a good sunny day, in about 4 or 5 hours, the battery is fully charged with the solar energy.
The duo has already completed 2,200 miles in 50 days. You can read more about their journey online at newsdakota.com. University of Jamestown alumni from all over the world will be invited back to campus for the annual Homecoming and Alumni Days October 8th through the 10th. UJ Director of Alumni Relations Satari Campion says the Homecoming festivities take place all week for students on campus.
The week leading up to our weekend, students have their big days of homecoming, but we are kicking off Friday afternoon right at 12 with the stadium dedication.
Campion says their goal with the weekend is to bring alumni back and show them the growth of the university. You can read more again at newsdakota.com. It's Fire Prevention Awareness Week, and Valley City Fire Chief Scott Magnuson says they'll be visiting schools and educating children on the importance of an evacuation plan in case there's a fire in your home.
Check your smoke detectors. If you have young kids, of course, they'll be coming home with all sorts of things from the school and from us. We really emphasize when your kids come home, they're really fired up. Please help them out if they need to make out an emergency escape plan. I know when my kids were little, they really thought that was pretty cool.
That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.